Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and it's almost 4th of July for you Americans listening to the show, and a belated Happy Canada Day. I had a lot of fun sharing Happy Canada Day stuff to my Canadian peeps out there. So this week's episode, or rather today's episode, is all about playing with fire, not literally, you goofs, and why fire is patriotic. why fire is patriotic AF. I want to say like the phrase, but I don't feel like marking the show as explicit for iTunes. So that's why I'm saying why fire is patriotic AF. And we're going to get into that. So last night I had the opportunity to watch the Playing with Fire documentary here in Denver, Colorado, with the Choose FI Denver peeps. I have a lot of thoughts about this show. I loved it, but I did leave with some thoughts, so I thought I'd share them today as we go into the July 4th holiday. It was kind of awesome because when I went home, I was walking towards my place and I got to see like all these beautiful fireworks, and it just got me in the mood to just think about all things patriotism, money, and all the stuff. So we're going to get into it. Before I get started with the show, it is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat, a financial retreat for financially single women. If you are a financially single woman trying to figure it out with your money, make sure you join me this October, early October, in the city of Denver, Colorado. It'll be a beautiful time of year to be here. For this event, we're going to talk about money from only the financially single woman's perspective. You could have a boo, you could have someone you're dating, but your money is all yours. All your financial decisions are yours. Check out the show notes for more information. Early bird tickets do end at the end of July. I hate when I don't edit my shows because I always have these weird little things that I do. So sorry, but I'm not editing this show. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/fire-is-patriotic. Fire-is-patriotic. That is where you'll find the show notes. So anyway, and I forgot to mention this. The other sponsor is Make Money with eBooks. If you are looking to grow your brand with eBooks, make sure you pick up my course. I'm giving it, I'm doing a $50 off sale. So $50 off the course. You will find that information also in the show notes. So, okay, enough of that. Here we go. So I have been waiting to see Playing with Fire for a while, and I was able to get a ticket to see the show last night, which was fantastic. And the first thing I thought as I was frantically taking notes from the second row towards the screen, like literally I was in the second row. It was a completely sold out show in the tiniest theater ever. Anywho, I'm sitting there writing notes and I was thinking, I was like, you know what? Fire is patriotic AF. And here's why. It's all about the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of personal happiness, which, oh, I don't know, is in the Declaration of Independence. And to me, that is at the heart of the FIRE movement. So when people sit there and they're pushing back on this in terms of patriotism, I think they haven't read their copy of the Declaration of Independence. I actually have it in my house. Yes, I do. Reread that because you might rethink how you look at being free from other people and free from the tyranny of having to do things that you might not want to do. Understanding what you really want and what your fire reason is, what your fire why is so important. So for me, about 5 years ago, I was like, I'm going to have a heart attack at work because of the stress. And I'm being very serious. Like I was having anxiety attacks. I was having migraines. I gained a lot of weight. I was depressed. And it was weird because it wasn't a bad job. Like I actually really loved my job for 5 years until I didn't. And unfortunately, what happened was the year that I was like, I'm over this, was the year when we had the recession. Fun times. So because of how I was hired, I had the opportunity to work a job that really I couldn't be fired from because of the way that I was hired. In fact, the state of Colorado no longer has that hiring designation because it's actually bad for organizations. I'm glad that they did away with it. But for me, it was a wonderful opportunity because I knew that I was secure during a very insecure time. However, by the time the recession was over and I was just like, oh my God, I'm here much longer than I ever thought. And this is not how I want my life to be. I don't want to be commuting. I don't want to be working for other people. I don't want my creativity stifled. Like, I was just done. And again, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So I quit. And yeah, that's been interesting. People get really confused by the R and fire. So one of the moments in the documentary that I found really interesting was the couple talking. They were kind of talking with a friend about what they were trying to do. And the guy was like, I don't know what I would do if I were retired. And I was like, dude, you're totally missing the point of fire. But in my conversations with people out in the world, this happens all the time. And I almost wish that fire would remove the R from the acronym, but you can't, because then you can't say the cute fire. People get all in their feelings about the R, and really it's about the FI, financial independence, building choice into your life. Basically, you're going to live another 30, hopefully barring an accident or an illness, you're going to be living another 35, 40, 45, 50, 55 years, depending on how old you are, how healthy you are, just how you live your life. And I think that people just don't, they lose perspective on that because they see so many people highlighted in the FIRE movement who are 30. And I think that that does a disservice to a lot of people who could be served well by the basic tenets of what this is all about, which is grow your income, live your best life, identify what's important to you, and go from there. I actually really enjoyed watching how Scott and Taylor's relationship ebbed and flowed throughout the year. It was something that I feel couples going into this should watch. It was a lot more stressful, I think, than they ever anticipated, especially given the fact that they were making a lot more, they were like banking a lot more money, but it came at what felt like a sacrifice, a negative sacrifice. So that was very interesting. It was also really interesting watching Taylor and Scott move in with their parents and how that felt for them. I was like, I want to live with Scott's parents because I don't know what kind of mansion thing that they were living in, the cabin in the middle of the woods, but I would live there. No issues. I will clean your house. We're good. Not a problem. But there is something to be said about being adults and moving back in with your family. However, culturally speaking, African Americans and Asians do this all the time, as well as Hispanics. So there are a lot of cultures where this is totally normal to move back in with your family. In fact, last night when I was talking to my mom about this, my mom again was like, you know, you can live with me. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. She's like, you can live with me so you can finish dealing with your debt stuff. So you know that's open to you. And I know that it is. I know that if worse comes to worse, I could rent out my little place, live with my mom, and bank that money. I'd prefer not to do that, but I do have that option. And yeah, that's there for me. That's always been an option. It's not a big deal, but my mom would drive me crazy and I would drive my mom crazy because I've lived on my own too long. So we're not going to do that, but I do have that opportunity. You can begin living some aspects of FIRE now. I think this is the other thing that I felt was important to kind of talk about and touch on. So currently, I do work from home and make money via my blog, podcast, course, books, and the Money on the Mountain financial retreat. But it's taken several years to get that really going. I found it interesting that Scott went into this year starting a business. Or into that year starting a business. It worked out obviously very well for him. because of all the publicity behind the documentary and people just knowing what he does. So that was a great way to create a funnel into his business. Just saying. But it's very difficult to do because it takes time for your business to build up and income to grow, depending on what you're doing. I did everything kind of the hardest way, of course, because life. But now I'm starting to see that come together and I'm very excited about it. So today I was looking at income that's been coming in from what I do. And what I would say is, it was intriguing to me that he would just start a business during that year because it's just the hardest year he could have done that, but it worked out. Some things you could also be doing is just like very simple things based on whether or not it's available to you in your job. So you might have a job where if you work more 1 week, you build up more hours of PTO, and maybe the company culture is that you're allowed to actually take it. Like there's no guilt for taking your PTO. Start taking some 3-day weekends. Coloradans, by the way, are all about 3-day weekend life. So there are small things that you can do to start building in flexibility into your life. Most people, in my view, are looking for lifestyle flexibility versus kicking their jobs to the curb completely. Start looking at how you can facilitate that into your life now, depending on your job. I loved seeing all the people that I actually know personally in this documentary. It freaked me out and geeked me out. It was just the coolest thing ever. And for those of you who are like, I don't believe that fire is real, I can confirm that I know these people. I'd say I knew everyone except for the lovely rich and regular couple. There were like three specific people that I didn't know, but the other ones I did. So JD Roth, amazing guy. He's real. Paula Pant, wonderful human being, wonderful lady. She's real. All these other people that were highlighted, Mr. Money Mustache, Pete, he's real. I wish I'd seen Mindy and Carl from 1500 Days, but they're not on there. In there, Brandon and his lovely wife, they're real. Those are real people that I've met and know, some more than others. And they are not just talking crap. Like they're for real. What they're doing is for real. And it's possible for you is basically what I'm saying. I would say there are a couple of problematic things about FIRE in general. So the first thing is just the focus on extreme youth and retirement. Even Vicky Robin, who wrote Your Money or Your Life and quit at, retired at 24. She's in her 70s now. I think the focus on, extreme youth in the FIRE movement is very problematic, because there are people who are not in their 20s who could really benefit. And those people are Gen Xers and the youngest boomers. You guys, we're living longer. We are living longer. And so if you are in your 40s, early 50s, mid 50s, there is still a huge opportunity for you to build up your income and build choice into your life. If you are quite frankly, if you're 55 and you still manage to retire 5, 10, 12 years earlier, isn't that still good? If you're 55 and you start just shoving more money into your retirement funds or just making some changes so you can live a better life, isn't that still good? So I do get a little like, oh my God, like I'm not 22 anymore. I'm not. Now, I will say that again, there's the possibility for some people to build aspects of FIRE into your life now. Do it. You don't want to do it and sacrifice money necessarily, but there may be things that you can do so that you can enjoy your life more. But I will say it does bother me that we're not seeing more stories of Gen Xers who are like, you know what, I learned about this and I was able to capitalize on where I'm at in my career and I made some changes and quit in 2 years. Or, you know what I mean? Like I feel like there's stories like that out there and I want to see more of them. I would also love to see more interviews with regular wage earners like the teachers at Camp Mustache in the documentary. They actually really resonated with me because I was like, there are a lot of people who are making that kind of money, $50,000 a year combined. And those two were banking half of that. How they did that, I wanted to hear more from them. They have that cute little fat baby. Oh my God, I just want to squeeze her cheeks. By the way, Taylor and Scott's baby is adorable. Their daughter is the cutest thing ever. But I wanted to see more conversations with regular wage earners versus the higher income earners that typically are highlighted in shows like these, in articles and blog posts, things like that, podcast episodes. I want those other stories. VTSAX, the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund Admiral Shares, that everyone that I've heard of, they are investing in that. And so I've included a link in the show notes. You do need $3,000 to get started in that. That might be you side hustle, grow your income, and then start investing. Okay. I loved that one of the interviewees talked about managing your emotions as it relates to the ups and downs of the stock market. In my view, this is my personal opinion, we are about to go into another recession. I'd say within the next 9 months, 9 to 10 months, it could start showing during the holiday season because a lot of people didn't get their refunds. And so they might pull back on holiday spending. And so there's an opportunity there to invest with, you know, dollar cost averaging. And that's something to think about. And for a lot of people, they may freak out because they're like, holy crap, the stock market has gone down or whatever it's going to do during the recession that will be coming. But I would say that that's an opportunity. It's the big expenses that make or break everything. So I know that everyone's all on David Bach about the latte factor. I've met him. He's a great guy. And basically, it's a metaphor. He literally said it's a metaphor. So it's a metaphor for small leaks sink big ships, which also Benjamin Franklin talked about. But ultimately, it's also looking at those big expenses. So for me, I'm still paying off debt, but I was able to do a lot of that because I economized on things that other people would be unwilling to do. So I have a car share. I use a car share. I loved it. I actually used it to get to the movie yesterday. But that has saved me thousands of dollars in car-related expenses over the year. I still have access to a car. I can still drive a hybrid SUV. I actually shared a picture of the cute one that I love from my car share the other day. My housing, I live in a quirky property, but I live in a great area in Denver, and it will be a future rental as soon as I get it fixed. I economize on food. I don't economize on the quality of food, but I do spend a lot less than I think most people do. If you're curious about how I do that, start with using the Ibotta app. I've saved $500 in about the last year and a half on food-related expenses and earned it back using Ibotta. If you're new, you'll get $10 when you redeem your first savings. I get $5. Win-win. Definitely check that out. It's in the show notes. You need to save more, earn more, invest. And I'll be honest, I'm super glad that I've done a lot of the prep work for FIRE while single. Honestly, I am. Because then when I go into relationship, that financial piece, I can really articulate to my boo. I keep meeting guys from overseas. I've just accepted that this is just how it's going to be. I've dated a lot of foreign guys. I don't know what it is, but the latest guy was that hit on me, not that I've dated, was another Australian. I don't know what it is with me and Australians. One of my best relationships was with a really great Australian guy. Anyway, this guy was a singer in a band at a music festival, actually, that I did a side hustle at. And I'm like looking kind of a hot mess, I thought, but I got hit on. It was pretty awesome. But if I wanted to follow the band and be a groupie, I could be like, well, you know, I make my money online. So I digress. Anyway, But I will say I'm glad that I've been focusing on this as a single person, because I think when you're coupled up, you have to manage a lot of the emotions of the other person, and it can be tricky. And then finally, I would love, 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 love to see another two documentaries. I would love to see Scott and Taylor like 3 or 4 years from now and talk about, I want them to talk about what's going on, how their life is, and their progress towards FIRE. And then I would also like to see a documentary specifically about FIRE, only focused on people of color. I will mention, though, I did find the cast for this documentary diverse, and I loved that. But I would really like to see stories where the family is like, hey, I had to support my family, and this is why I had to include their expenses in my FIRE number. That would be the case for me. I'm going to have to include my mom's retirement in my FIRE number. I'm totally fine with that. I've made my peace with it. It's a philosophical thing. So don't like email me and like, oh, Michelle, like, I don't want to hear it. It's just part of my own journey and it's fine. But I think that the approach and the thought process is a little different and has to be considered. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this show. I had a great time watching this documentary. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July holiday weekend. Make sure to get your Money on the Mountain tickets. Ladies, get those tickets, and I hope you're having a fantastic day.